Thaksin case dogs Yingluck. Perjury alleged during the seizure of 46 billion baht. Pruthai's likely candidate for Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawat, is being attacked from all sides over her brother Thaksin's 46 billion baht assets seizure case, with less than a month to the election. A former member of the coup-appointed Assets Probe Panel, an anti-red shirt group, the Democrat Party, and the Army have all raised questions over Ms. Yingluck's role in the case. Gao San, a Tepidi, a former member of the disbanded Asset Scrutiny Committee, said Monday he will launch a signature campaign at Thammasat University on June 18th to ask people to file complaints against Ms. Yingluck over charges of perjury related to the case. He said Ms. Yingluck could face three charges of perjury over the testimony she gave to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the ASC, and the Supreme Court's Criminal Division for Holders of Political Positions regarding former Prime Minister Thaksin's assets. The court seized 46.37 billion baht, part of the 76.6 billion baht the Shinawat family gained from selling their stake in Shincorp to Temasek Holdings and the share dividends. The court said Thaksin controlled the shares through his adult children and other relatives. The court also mentioned Ms. Yingluck was among the proxies and that she held 20 million baht in shares on Thaksin's behalf. Mr. Gao San said Pruthai is making it clear that the party is determined to secure victory in the election so that it could give amnesty to Thaksin. We must stop Pruthai from exploiting the election to justify the move to clear Thaksin's name, Mr. Gao San said. The Network of Citizen Volunteers Protecting the Land, an anti-red shirt group led by Thun Sithisomwan, met the Department of Special Investigations Chief Tarit Pengdit on Friday to ask the DSI to check into the allegations against Ms. Yingluck. The group will lodge a complaint against Ms. Yingluck on June 21st. Finance Minister Goan Jatikawanit from the Democrat Party said the authority to handle the share transfer case rests with the SEC.